Are you untouchable? Are you untouchable? Are you untouchable? If you are, you're the master of everything in your life. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. To be untouchable doesn't mean to be uninterested or not caring, but it means that you do not allow things to touch you or to even be said in your presence that are not true or not desirable for you to experience. When someone says to you, "Oh my, I think that your slip is showing." You remember that old horn? Well, what were they saying? Well, what they were saying was, it was disturbing to them to see your slip showing. Now, it wasn't disturbing to you because you didn't even know it. You didn't even care about it. You weren't even aware of it. But the moment someone brings it to your attention, then you right away think, "Oh dear, I must take care of that. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to disturb anybody by being out of line in any way at all. And I must correct whatever it is that they bring to my attention." Now, a person who is untouched by the world about him, should a person say to them, "Your slip is showing," that person would say to the other person, "Thank you for telling me. That was very thoughtful of you." And not straighten their skirt. Not straighten their skirt so the slip is not showing. If you do that, then you are showing that you are touched. Whereas if you are just go right about your business and just pay no attention to it. If you choose to straighten it at any point along the way, that's fine, but you're not doing it because you were touched. You were doing it because you were aware that your skirt wasn't as properly placed around you as you'd like it to be. Now, we're touched about many things in life. There are many circumstances that come to us. People come to us and say, "Oh, you look sick." And you say, "Oh, I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. I am so happy with my life. My world and my life is so good. I feel so wonderful." Well, if you persist in saying such a thing as that, such a thing as that, the other person is going to stop saying you look sick, and they'll say, "Well, change the subject, you know." And when you change the subject, well, then a whole new topic comes up, and the old idea of you looking sick is gone with the wind, gone forever and ever. It's an art to be untouchable. It's an art to be untouchable and yet to be caring and to be loving and to be sharing and to do things in this world. But to be untouchable is truly an art. Now, how can you handle such an art? How can you handle such an art of being untouchable? Well, people who are touchable are people who really don't like themselves. If you liked yourself, you would never be concerned about your slip being showing because you would always make sure that your skirt was in a proper position. You would never put yourself in a position where someone could come up to you and make a remark that needs attention or correction by you. You would always create yourself living so harmoniously and so beautifully and so wonderfully. Now, if you were to look at the president and you were to say, "Mr. Obama, your tie is a little crooked," he'd say, "Well, that's just fine. Thank you for telling me." And he would go about, he wouldn't straighten his tie. Because you see, if he were to straighten his tie, it would mean that he was being manipulated, he was being touched by another person and their attitude. "But I'm only trying to make you look your best. I'm only trying..." Hey, people don't look at me for my tie. They look at me for my charisma. They look at me for the magic that I am. They look at me for who and what I think and say and do. They don't look at me for my tie being askew. They don't look at me as my slip showing. They don't look at these outer things. They look at the inner man, the inner beauty, the inner gorgeous quality that I am. So, in this world, we go around meeting people, talking to people, experiencing with people, loving with people, and Many things will be said, but an untouchable person is a person who takes everything with a smile and says thank you and goes on doing whatever they're doing. A touchable person is saying, oh dear, all day long I've been going around with my slip showing, all day long my tie has been askew, all day long I've been having this thing, oh dear, I must have looked tragic. No, I always look good. If my slip is showing, so what? If my tie is askew, so what? My personality, my charisma, my genius, my love for myself and everything is all that matters. And you know, when this truly is true, when this truly is true, that you are untouched by the world around you and what people say, and you know who you are, I like me, I like me, I like me, you know who you are, you will find that people won't be saying anything to you, correcting your nature, correcting your clothing, your attitude. People will only be saying, wow, what a lovely presentation. Wow, what a beautiful person. I sure would like to know that person better. I'd like to be closer to that person. And I'm sure if you looked closely at that person, you'd find something askew, something that you would want to touch them about, telling them to correct. But they're untouchable. They're untouchable and happy as a lark. And this is exactly who you are. You are untouchable. This day, go through life being untouchable, looking at the world and smiling at the world because you are the master. You are the genius. You are the one who is on top of everything. And nobody can say anything to you because you don't create it being said. You don't attract it. The only thing you attract being said to you is cooperation, delight, and magic in who you are. People live in your charisma. And when they do that, there's nothing to correct. You are fantastic, whether you're wearing sport clothes or old clothes or new clothes, whether you're dressed up to the nines or whether you are out to play. It doesn't matter, because whoever you are stands forth so gloriously that all the world looks at you and says, I like you. You're wonderful. We make our own world. You might as well make it one that's happy just like I do. If you'd like to talk to some practitioner about the solution to any desire of your heart, call 1-619-478-5111, 1-619-478-5111, and each person who answers the phone is a practitioner. Tell them you would like to put a beneficial cause in motion for the fulfillment of the desire of your heart. And the practitioner will say to you, it is done. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California. We are here for you. And no, I love you. I love you. I love you.